Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha from today's daily daf from Mem Zayin in Shabbos revolves around the isser that we had learned of in the Gemara of screwing a kli together. The Gemara had told us on the bottom of Amud Aleph that if someone screws together the pieces of a menorah, a candelabra, then there's a chiyuv of chatas. However, when it comes to the pole of a painter, that sometimes he has six different pieces attached together that's 6 feet long because he wants to reach 6 feet up. And sometimes he takes out, he unscrews three of them because he wants to only reach 3 feet. So there the Gemara says that's an Iser Derabbanan. What emerges is that there is some things that one attaches that one's considered bona chayiv min haTorah, or more precisely according to Rashi, Makeh patish min haTorah, because of Ein and Binyan Bekelim. And then there are some things that are only in Iser D'Rabbanan to screw together, and then the poskim explain that there's a third category that is entirely mutter. Firstly, the distinction between menorah and kaneh sayadim, the Ramban and Dibur HaMaskil Hoda Amri and the Ritva are quoted as saying that the distinction is that when it comes to the menorah was always screwed tight together. Therefore, it's a permanent form of makeh bepatish. However, the Kaneh Shel Sayadim, because it was constantly taken apart, was often not screwed together, and therefore doesn't constitute makeh bepatish. Many of the poskim discussed, what about today's jars? A person has a jar with a lid that normally is screwed. It has grooves that causes the cover to be turned and turned and turned until it could be screwed shut very, very tight. Why would that be permissible on Shabbos? At least it should be an Iser D'Rabbanan, and possibly if the derech is to screw it tight, so then it should be only an Iser D'Rabbanan, but still an Iser D'Rabbanan. According to a simple reading of the Raman, Shin Yud Gimel Vav, when it comes to the Mita Shel Prakim, as well as a Kosh Shel Prakim, it is Asur to screw them tightly. And according to this position of the Ramah, even if it would be screwed loose, it would still be Asur Midrabanan. The Taz answers this question in Sifkot and Zayin of that Simin by saying the following. Ki Iker Tashmisho Shelo Al Yedei Piruk, a Kosh Shel Prakim and a Mita, and for that matter a Menorah, those things are screwed together, are their primarily use is when they're put together. Masha'en kein binod. When it comes to the jar, she'ikr tashmisho ayde piruko tamid lo mikrig mar melacha. According to Taz, it's constantly opened and closed, and for that reason, it would not even constitute an iser d'rabbana. However, the Tehila LeDavid in Simin Shul Yigimel Sifkotin Yud Zayin asks on this explanation. And he says, the Kaneh Shel Sayadim from our Gemara, particularly keep in mind the Ramban, who said that it was put together loose in general because it was constantly taken apart. How is the Kaneh Shel Sayadim different? Because it's constantly taken apart as well. Maybe we could defend the Taz al Regel Achas. The difference between Kaneh Shel Sayadim and the jar that has a cover is the jar is used when it is open and when it is closed. And it is sometimes unscrewed to be used open. Sometimes it's unscrewed together to be used closed. So you pour from it, you add to it, then you store, then you open up again. In contrast to the Kaneh Shel Sayadim, it's always used when it's screwed together. It happens to be that sometimes you want to take some off, and sometimes you want to put on, but it's always used as screwed together. And for that reason, one could distinguish between the Kaneh Shel Sayadim and the jar. See the Chazon Ish in Simin Nun Sifkatun Tes for an elaboration. And in the Sefer Orcha Shabbos and Chut Shani for applications for these halachos. With this we conclude the halacha from Daf Memzayin.